This is On Target with Penny Wolfgang, a program that takes an inside look at what is happening in Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Penny Wolfgang.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to On Target with your host, Penny Wolfgang. We're here every week, and on all of our stations, we're talking about interesting and important subjects to all of us who live here in the Western New York community. And I'm really excited today because the big moment is almost upon us that we look forward to, all of us here in Western New York, every single year for maybe 59 approximately years. And that is, of course, our Variety Club Telethon. And as you can imagine, there have been many, many changes this year with the Variety Club. But the more things change, the more they remain the same, as that famous saying goes. So we are going to talk about this, the forthcoming telethon, which I will tell you now is going to be on Channel 2 television on Saturday night, the 27th, and on WBBZ television on Sunday the 28th. And to give us really better information, more information, and the inside scoop on everything, we have the pleasure today to talk to Paul Cambria, who, as we well know, is one of the most recognized and well-known and well-respected attorneys here in Western New York. But his other hat, his other cap, his other life, or what's that saying, don't give up your day job, is he is the chief barker, or something like that, of the Variety Club, which I learned really means like the president of the Variety Club. And he has been active in so many years in so many ways that I can't wait to talk to him and find out all the information that he's going to give us about the Variety Club past and future. Hi, Paul. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, good morning, Penny. It's my pleasure. You know, the Variety Club, this year we're doing the 59th telethon. Now, I haven't been there for all of them, but 59th telethon. Telethon.
Me either.
Yeah, that's true. This year, you know, is a big challenge because of the COVID situation. You know, we usually have this either at a major hotel, or the last 5 years or so, we've had it at the Niagara Casino. And it's been great. The Senecas have been wonderful to us, very supportive, helped us save money so we could donate more to Children's Hospital and other charities that we donate to. But this year, we can't do it that way. We're going to have Channel 2, as you said, on Saturday, February 27th. They will be doing it from their studios. And then on Sunday, the 28th, it'll be from Channel 5. And that's going to come right from the Variety Club banquet facility, which is on Broadway in Lancaster. And unfortunately, what's happened to us is because of the COVID situation, we couldn't have a lot of our usual fundraisers. So we're going to start off literally a couple hundred thousand dollars behind where we usually are. So this year is really going to be a challenge to the folks of Western New York to see if we can raise over $1 million like we have for many, many years in a row. And so there's a big challenge for us to try to hit that $1 million plus mark this year.
Paul, can we go back a little bit before we give more details about this coming telethon and give a little history? First of all, do people may not know what we mean by the Variety Club itself?
Yeah, you know, the Variety Club, it's kind of interesting. It's an international organization. It started in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. There's a story about how a woman who had a number of children could not afford to raise her latest child, and she placed her baby with a note and a bunch of diapers and some other things at a theater in Pittsburgh, because she felt that theater people were outgoing and nice and so on, and asked them to raise her child, if you can believe this. And they found the child, and they, of course, raised the child. The child eventually grew up to be an adult and lived in the New York City area. But because they were theater people, The theme of Variety was the theater. So each one of the organizations around the country are called tents, and that's why the president's called the Chief Barker, and those are all, you know, theater themes. But as it turned out, this charity went international, and it has been dedicated to raising money for children in a bunch of different settings. Buffalo, we've centered on Children's Hospital, and so 80% of the money raised goes to Children's Hospital. The balance of it goes to other local charities. And so the thing that's unique about Variety Club is that it's a grassroots kind of charity. It isn't one of these, you know, $1,000 a table dinners that we see with a lot of other charities. This is a grassroots, you know, from $20 to $100 to $1,000 kind of charity. And we see all aspects of the community involved in this. The restaurants, the first responders, businesses. We see people who are having little fundraising events at their home or at their particular business. And so over 2 days, we'll have people come in, companies. They'll do corporate matches. For example, they'll say, we'll donate up to $1,000. We'll match, you know, whatever is phoned in on the telephones. We'll match it up to a certain number. We see things like that. We'll see people who say, well, at our school, you know, we had a bake sale, and we're here's $150. Or we'll see the first responders say, we had the boot at traffic lights, the fireman boot that people donated to. And so it's everybody in the community is involved in this charity, and it's been going on for 59 years. It's really part of our fabric. It's like chicken wings and, you know, beef on wet.
Right. I said that at the beginning, at the top of the program, that time has come and we kind of all look forward to it. It's a landmark activity here in Western New York. You mentioned all the different companies and people that are involved. How did you get involved?
Well,
I never knew.
A long time ago, the late, great Irv Weinstein, our co-anchor at Channel 7, he and I were friendly, and we were having a conversation, and the telethon was coming up. And he basically said, you know, lawyers are cheap. They never donate much to the telethon. Can you, you know, make some phone calls and see if you can put together some donations from lawyers and law firms? And I said, sure. And then they would invite me onto the telethon, and I would say, you know, we collected, you know, $5,000 from the legal community or whatever. And I did that for a number of years. And then we would get into one of these things where Lou Bilateri, the late, great owner of Chefs, would say, I'll donate $500 if Irv Weinstein sings I'm a Little Teapot, right? And then I would call in and say, I'll donate $500 if he stops singing. we did that for a bunch of years. And then eventually, every year, they have an honorary chair. This year, our honorary chair is the late, great Steve Barnes from Celino and Barnes firm and fame, who, you know, died in a very tragic plane crash. He is our first time we've ever had an honorary chair who has passed away, but he will be the person this year. Last year was John Basil from the Basil Auto Group. We had Joe Salen from Salen's Hot Dogs. We've had sports figures and others over the years. And so this year, as I say, it's a Steve Barnes thing. And so as it turns out, people will call in, especially like I give you an example last year with Basil. All of Basil's friends, all the other dealerships and so on called in, and we raised an awful lot of money just by the fact that they were involved in this thing. So one year they asked me to be the honorary chair, and that was the year that I brought back Irv, Rick, and Tom and had them on the telethon and so on, and it was interesting. there was so much love and affection for these three that that year was the year we raised the most money ever in the history of the telethon. And it was clearly because of them. And they were there. We even had Promo the Robot there as well. So that's how I got involved. I was an honorary chair. Then they asked me, after Lou Bilateral passed away, they asked me if I would basically take his place and be on the board and all the rest of it. And so I've done that now for many, many, many years.
Well, it's been a great dedication and a great cause for you, and we're so grateful that you got involved with it because it's made a whole difference. But I think we want to talk a little bit about what a difference, what the charity is and what a difference it has made, why you and Irv and John DeShulo and all of our friends and associates are so dedicated to this charity, because it has done so much for children and for Children's Hospital right here in Buffalo.
Yeah, we've raised over the years over $29 million for the hospital, plus all these other local charities, Boys and Girls Clubs and Cradle Beach and all these others. And, you know, this is a lean and mean kind of charity. We have about 3 employees, I think. Everybody else is a volunteer. There's over 100 volunteers. We're always looking for new people to be involved in variety. My oldest daughter just got on the board this year. And, you know, the idea is to continue to get young people involved, so that we can keep this tradition going. And what happens is, during the year, and as I said at the outset, you know, this year we've been hampered, but we have these fundraisers. So we'll have a meat raffle, for example. Shred and Reagan will do a meat raffle, and we'll raise $5,000-$6,000 as a result of that. This year we did 2 of them by Zoom, if you can imagine that. And we still...
Everything is by Zoom, yeah.
Yeah. And we have a cruise night over at the facility on Broadway. We have a night at Lancaster Speedway. You know, there are all these little charity events that we do. We had Halloween party where we raised money. Some of the Senecas are interested in duplicating Woodstock, where that's one of our biggest projects now. We have a facility at 300 acres. Eric White is the guy that owns the big Indian that you see on the thruway. He's donating his property and his campground for us to organize a Woodstock event, and we're trying to pull it off for this summer. And all of those things will raise money that we eventually donate to Children's Hospital and these other charities. You know, they've done so much in the rehab department and in the pharmacy and other places in the hospital that have made such a difference for these young people. We've seen the progress over the years of our poster child. Every year we have a poster child and a special family, and we've seen the progress that they've done in helping with, for example, a special bicycle that people who are impaired physically have the opportunity to ride a bike just like a kid who is not impaired, you know, to get that little joy in life of youth, things like that, special equipment, monitors, all the things that we have at Children's Hospital. Remember, there are only 40-some freestanding children's hospitals in the world, and we have one of them. And now we have a new one. And, I mean, the Oshai Children's Hospital is just state-of-the-art. I know I've had to use it several times for some of my daughters, and it really is a beacon in the night when you're, you know, in trouble and your child's in trouble and sick. We have all those special apparatus, doctors, trained people, staff, and so on. And it's a great labor of love for all of us to donate to this.
I just want to interrupt for a moment. In case you just tuned in today, you are listening to On Target with your host, Penny Wolfgang. And today our guest is Paul Cambria, who is the chief barker of the Variety Club, which we learned means sort of the president in Variety Club language, and we are talking about the forthcoming telethon, which is very shortly upon us, and it's going to be, Paul, actually, we want to be specific about the telethon, when people can watch it and see it. Can you do that for me?
Yes. We start at 6:30 on the 27th on Channel 2, and we go to 10:30, and then the next day on Channel 5, you know what, we've changed the hours a bunch of times, but I think the next day on Channel 5, it's like 11 o'clock to 8 o'clock. So we're going to have 2 days, and it's great. You know, it's interesting. It's Saturday night is a little bit more formal on Channel 2, and then on Sunday is very informal. You know, we have the polka bands, and this year we have the Goo Goo Dolls again. We're going to have Kool and the Gang lead singer Sean McQuiller. You know, we just have a lot of talent. We're trying to get the young girl that was
Cammy Clooney.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
She's exactly. Going to be there. Yes.
Yes. And so
from The Voice.
You know, it's that kind of stuff. Frankie Shinta, if you recall him, he's been doing it for many, many, many years, and we're flying him in from Las Vegas because he helps me and Reverend Darius Pridgen, who's the city council president also, and helps us get the phones ringing and get people to call in and donate. And you helped us last year.
And I will be there this year.
Yeah, on the Sunday segment, I had some fun at one point saying, if Judge Wolfgang ever sent you to jail, call in and... we have a lot of phone calls.
Okay, I blocked that out of my mind.
We try to have fun.
Yes, it's going to be, as you said, a lot different. And one thing that... is going to be different is, remember how we always counted, you know, on all the volunteers operating the phones and, you know, trying to get their phones, and there was, I don't know, 3 rows of them? I'm terrible on numbers, but quite a few. And the problem this year, we have to do it differently because we can't have people, that many people close together in one place. So we're going
right.
to, yeah.
Right. What we've done is we submitted a plan to the health department, and the health department approved our plan. And the plan calls for social distancing according to the rules. It calls for masks, a capacity limit. We can't have more than 50 people on the premises. We have a very large banquet facility there, and that's another way that we raise money for the telethon, is by, you know, having weddings and other banquets and so on at the facility, and then taking that money and donating it to the telethon. So we're following all the protocols. We have rapid testing. We have masks. We have separation. We have some plexiglass separators. I mean, we're going to do it correctly. The operators are distanced from one another. As I say, our plan has been approved. We're going to do it all in a nice, safe way, and nevertheless still have a telethon and still raise money, because you know what? Sickness and disability does not take a vacation just because there's a worldwide pandemic.
Exactly.
It's still there. The children still need us, and so we have to, you know, come up with different ways to accomplish the same goal. And that's what we're doing.
Exactly. We have to use that famous word, pivot. I wanted to mention again the importance of the volunteers, the people. I find that most of the volunteers, or many of them, have stories or reasons why they care about Children's Hospital. You mentioned before how important it is to know that we have this hospital here, particularly for the various illnesses, that it's one of the only freestanding children's hospitals, you know, in the world, and it's world famous. I find that a lot of people care about that because they have personal stories of, you, like you just mentioned, of needing and using Children's Hospital.
Yeah, what happens, we'll have people call in and they'll say, I'm donating, you know, $50 in honor or in memory of my granddaughter who was delivered at the hospital, or they would say who was treated at the hospital. You know, remember, the hospital doesn't just treat illnesses, it births babies. You know, so there are events where sickness isn't involved. It's just a, you know, a service. And so we'll have people say that. There was a local band here, and one of the lead singer of the band, God, he had to be in his late 50s or so, and he approached me on the street, and he said, you know, I was a premature baby, and my parents were at the old hospital. They used to have to stay in their car and sleep in their car waiting while I was being treated, and because they couldn't afford a room. And, you know, these little stories of success from the hospital. So a lot of people, you know, a lot of people are touched by this hospital, either personally or through family members or friends. And so whatever it takes to motivate them to call us, to donate, you know, we're all for it.
Now, I know, I don't know if John DeShulo, our John, is listening because he's so busy. I don't think he has time to turn on the radio and listen. But he told me to ask you a couple of things, like tell people how they can donate in advance, now and before the telethon. There's a way that you can donate money if you want to. And I don't know the answer, but you do.
Yeah, we have a website. You can, Variety Kids, it's varietykidstelethon.com. We have a website. We have a Facebook page. You can text a donation. They're all, you know, all the usual ways of contacting us. Of course, we're going to have a phone number on the screen when we're actually running the telethon. But, you know, we're into 2021 in the sense that you can text a donation or go online and give us a donation as well. So lots and lots of ways to do it.
And we really want people to watch, however, because if they can, because it sort of builds the excitement and the interest by watching, like you mentioned, all of the entertainers who are going to be giving up their time. And, well, for example, Robbie Takac from the Goo Goo Dolls, is going to be there. And we mentioned Cammy Clooney from The Voice. And, of course, he's so dedicated, Frankie Shinto. I don't know what we would do without Frankie.
He's fun. And, you know, he and Darius really keep the action going as far as I'm concerned. You know, you're standing up there. It's not easy to stand up for 12 and now 16 hours and try to say things that you're not repeating yourself to get people interested, to continue to watch and continue to dial the phones and so on. And so a dynamic like Reverend Pridgen and Frankie and others really helps. We had David Bellabia was on last year. He's going to come on again this year. And as you know, he's a Medal of Honor recipient. We had a sort of a tribute to the military segment last year, and a number of people, veterans and current service members, called in and donated. You know, there's no magic number. You can donate any amount that you feel is appropriate. And so, you know, we try to have people on who are interesting and entertaining so that people will continue to dial in and continue to watch us and support us. And so, like you said, right, the Goo Goo Dolls and a number of others.
Yes, and they're so, it's so exciting that these entertainers and really well-known people are willing to donate their time. It's not like they're, you know, doing a gig where they're getting thousands of dollars. They're coming, you know, they're donating their time, most of them, and spending all this time because they care about the Variety Club and they care about the children. Oh, should we mention the poster child? That there is every year there is a poster child.
You know, there is this year too. Yeah, there is this year. Tony Beccaro, who's one of our union members, is the chair this year of the telethon, and he has arranged for the poster child. And what they do is they interview the family. You hear the story of the individual and their background and the rest of it. And so Tony has all the details. He's met with the family several times, and we're going to have a big segment on that with an interview with the parents. And, of course, the child's going to be with us on the telethon. So we, you know, it's a major contribution by a lot of people. It works every year.
And a major effort. And well worth it. Do you think we talked about and covered everything, Paul, that that John DiCiullo told us to? I just do what I'm told. Okay. All right.
Yeah,
good.
I think so.
Good. All right, then, because he is the perennial producer and the mastermind and the most dedicated volunteer for this project, all the way back to when Irv and we were talking about it at Channel 7. John's been with us the whole time, and John's been, as I said, the motivating factor behind the success of the telethon. And so, thank you, Paul Cambria, for talking to us about the Variety Club telethon, and thank you for all that you have done for the members of this community and for Variety Club and Children's Hospital and the other children's charities. And thank you, everybody, for listening. We hope you will watch the telethon on February 27th and 28th. And we hope you will also listen to us next week on Target. We are here every week, and we love talking to you. So thanks a lot. Have a good week. Be safe, everybody. Bye, Paul.
Bye.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
You've been listening to On Target with Penny Wolfgang, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York and our community. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Penny Wolfgang at 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.